My dad was a small-town pharmacist. I grew up in northwest Wisconsin in a little town called Grantsburg. Don't worry about it. You never heard about it. You never will. But Grantsburg, population, 1,103, had been the county center for many years in Burnett County. So it's up in the northwest. It's about 2 hours yet north and west of Eau Claire. It's up there. And with that, my dad is a pharmacist. My parents owned the pharmacy. And it was back in the day, in the 70s when I was growing up, where the pharmacy was basically like your Dollar General, right? And people would come into these small pharmacies in these small towns. And there, you would find at Christmas time all the possible presents that you could need for your kids and your family. And so there in the pharmacy, my dad was kind of up in the one part where he's, working with the pharmaceuticals. But then in the aisles of every single part of the pharmacy, in the store, was filled with boxes that came at Christmas time. Whether it was stuffed animals or trucks, whether it was extra types of candy or other items that people just found themselves needing or wanting at Christmas time. It was a wonderland for a girl who would leave elementary school, head downtown, because that's where we got babysat, was in the aisles of the pharmacy and helping to check out people, dusting the shelves, bringing items up from the basement, restocking. That was my childhood. Well, with that, I don't know if any of you ever remember the music that came out, the album that came out in the 1970s that was John Denver and the Muppets. Yeah? Okay. All right. Well, the record player in the store would constantly play John Denver and the Muppets. And so when I saw that, I got to preach on Deck the Halls today. My mind went to that song, Deck the Hall with Boughs of Holly. And all I could think of was Kermit the Frog and Miss Piggy singing the song. And the wonderful memories that there was of listening to the beautiful, melodious voice of John Denver mixed in there with the strange antics of the Muppets. That, for me, was Christmas. And every year I desire, I don't always achieve, making it back to some small town pharmacy, whether it's in Monticello or Montello, some place out there somewhere where you can walk into one of those small pharmacies and still smell the kind of the dust on the shelves. And there's this variety of all different kinds of items there that particularly for families who didn't have a whole lot, they could buy just a little something for Christmas in that small town. See, when I grew up, like many of you, you had the option in town for to buy something, or it was the Sears catalog, right? And oh, I love to sniff those pages of ink in that Sears catalog. But I remember often feeling that when I watched those people come in and out of the pharmacy, I knew in my heart, my parents, we didn't talk about it, but Burnett County is the second poorest county in the state of Wisconsin. Those people were not buying from the Sears catalog. They came in for something small out of one of those boxes that we could never seem to get rid enough of, tripping over them in the aisles, so that they could have just something to take back home for Christmas. And so for me, when I think of decking the halls with boughs of holly, it's decking the aisles with small symbolic gifts that people who cannot necessarily afford something else can have just a little something to share with someone else. The passages that we read for today out of the book of Isaiah, those are the same ones that you would hear Jesus in the New Testament saying, I'm going to preach good news to the poor, release of the captives. That is Isaiah. That's what Jesus is referring to when you hear it in the New Testament and you hear him preaching those words. He's quoting the prophet himself. And it is Jesus' first mandate to care for those who are the least and the last and the lost of our communities. And so while we celebrate and we remember, we gather ourselves together emotionally, physically, materially for Christmas, it is not necessarily a time for us to remember these things for ourselves. But as the prophets have taught, as Jesus taught, to think of and remember those who are the least among us. I appreciate the ministry of this church that I've been learning about reaching out to the immigrant population. And most recently, it's been the Hispanic members of the community. I don't think so many of us realize to be thousands of miles away with no hope of going to visit a dear one, of what it means to be so alone at Christmas. Not a card, maybe a phone call, but to remember that those are the ones that we are called to serve and to remember at Christmas time. That it is our job as Christians to care for one another and to best do so the way that we know how. And so with that, I invite you to remember the words of the prophet Isaiah. I want you to remember the reason Jesus Christ came to us in this season is to remember to always be caring for someone else more than we care for ourselves. See, Christmas time isn't just a commemoration. It's just not a memory of 2,000 years ago that Jesus Christ came into the world. The reason why I wanted to keep my hymn book up here. We sang this morning in the third verse of Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace. Hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings. Risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that we may no more die. Born to raise us from the earth, born to give us second birth. Christmas isn't time to just look back. It's a time to remember who we are as Christians and to give us second birth. We are the body of Christ. And that we are born anew with Christ coming into the world, and that we are to live out his commandments. And that's the good news for this day, that we are to live out his commandments and be born again in this season of Christmas. And for that, we can all say, thanks be to God. May it be so. Amen.